Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok's story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Hey guys, Jim here from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Just wanted to say, hey, guess what? It's April, and I've got my grubby little hands on Princes of the Apocalypse, the new adventure for D&D. All I've got to say is I've looked through this, and this book's made by Sasquatch Game Studio and Wizards of the Coast. I absolutely adore this game. It's got a gorgeous cover with a winged elf, who, by the way, once you read into it, is not actually winged, but she likes the aesthetics, so she has an illusion on her. Where the group comes into a area where they end up running into the newest version of the Temple of Elemental Evil, for those who remember the old classic adventure. Once the group comes in, it's going to be standard 5th edition fare, where your playing characters are members of the secret factions, the Harpers, the Lord's Alliance, the Order of the Gauntlet, the Zentrum, and the Emerald Enclave. Inside, it's got some great suggestions to give your characters, so that way when they come up with their character's background, they've got quests that actually have them involved in the storyline at the very get-go. The group ends up coming down to the Desarian Valley, where they run into the town of Red Larch. And once they get there, they end up finding all kinds of different adventure. The adventure itself is set for level 6 up to 15. But in Chapter 6, it does do a great job of giving you a bunch of starter adventures that can be used to help get your group started off to get from level 1 to level 3. From what I've been seeing, in theory, you could take it from the starter set, just add a little more to the encounters, and you could play your level 5 characters from the starter set right into this adventure as well. You just have to toughen up some of the encounters just a little bit until it equalizes. One of the things that I like seeing in here is the random encounters charts. They've got one for early travels, so that way during the early years you don't womp your characters down. River travels, and later travels in the adventure, which are a lot stronger than the other ones. It's got some great maps of the Desarian Valley and then each of the major cities that you end up going to. As the group has to set out and find the haunted keeps, where each one of the elemental masters is hiding out with one elemental. I'm not seeing if the group's going to be as savvy as they were in the original Temple of Elemental Evil, where you could play one faction off another, but they've definitely written it in there that you could play certain factions against other ones because they actually put in the factions listing which faction that they get along with and which one they despise. So savvy players could come up with some really great ideas of turning one faction against another. And you will need the Player's Handbook, the GM's Guide, the Monster Manual, since not all monsters are printed in this one. But on the plus side, I noticed they don't have, like in Rise of Tiamat, where you have to go online and download the download content. This book, from cover to cover, has pretty much got anything that's not standard D&D fare in the Monster Manual. One thing I gotta say is the pictures are fantastic in here. I'll go ahead and take a couple and post, just to let you guys see the artwork. And it's got really good remixes of the Princes of Elemental Evil. That's Imix, the Gargantuan Fire Elemental. Ogrimmok, the Gargantuan Earth Elemental. Olydra, the Huge Water Elemental. And Yasabin, the Gargantuan Air Elemental. They've done some good jobs when they've also created some of the new magic items. They've actually got some magical items like the Wingwear, which is actually a uniform that basically turns you into a flying squirrel. with a little bit of magic to help make it actually work. As well as a few great weapons in here. As the Elemental Masters, they have weapons that actually have a plus side and a negative side to them, so that way if your adventurers get a hold of these, they might regret having them after a little while. You've got Tinder Strike, the dagger, Iron Fang, the pick, Wind Vane, the spear, and Drown, the trident. Also, they introduce the Genasai, which is also really cool if you'd like to add that to an elemental taste to your adventure. And I do believe there is a online content for elemental characters if you want, but one thing that's really nice is they've got a huge list of new spells in the back for bards, druids, rangers, sorcerers, warlocks, and wizards that cover pretty much from cantrip level all the way up to level 8. If you're looking to get some elemental magic into your games, there's some pretty good ones in here, especially for the druids and a few of the other classes. One that I know the rangers in the group is going to like is Flame Arrow, a third level transmutation that takes one action, is done by touch. You touch a quiver containing arrows or bolts. When a target is hit by a range attack using a piece of ammunition drawn from the quiver, the target takes an extra 1d6 fire damage. The spell's magic ends on the piece of ammunition when it hits or misses, and the spell ends when 12 pieces of ammunition have been drawn from the quiver. As well as the new spell, Ice Knife. It's a first level conjuration, cast time is one action. It requires a small drop of water or a piece of ice. You create a shard of ice and fling it at one creature within range. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 1d10 piercing damage. Hit or miss, the shard then explodes. The target and each creature within 5 feet of the point of impact must succeed on a dex save or take 2d6 cold damage. I don't know about you guys, but that's a great area effect attack. It's going to do 1d6 piercing damage, and then the shard explodes doing additional damage. I know quite a few casters that'll love that spell coming out. Also, at the end of the book, for those folks not wanting to use Faerun, I personally like to use a home game so that way I've got more of a give and take for the adventures of what's what and where's where. But at the end, they've got a nice appendix for adapting the game to other worlds. So they give you a great breakdown on how to use the same adventure but in Dark Sun, also in Dragonlance, and Greyhawk, giving you great little breakdowns of how to actually use the factions under different names. Like in Greyhawk, they actually say the Harpers, you could use the faction the Circle of Eight. The Order of the Gauntlet could be used as the Church of St. Cuthbert. Emerald Enclave could be the Old Faith. And the Lord's Alliance could actually be the Knights of the Heart. And of course, the Zentherum could be the Thieves Guild of Greyhawk. Also, Eberron, they give a nice little breakdown as well and some hints on how to make it a little more Eberron-style steampunk. Then in the very, very back of the book, they actually have a great sketching of all the different artwork that they're playing with as concept art. I'll go ahead and snap a few pictures and make sure on the podcast to include that as well. But I'm pretty much sure if you guys look at it, you guys are going to love the new version, Princes of the Apocalypse. You're going to be hearing our playing group playing that soon, probably most likely in Season 2 for D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. If it's not Group 1 doing it, I'll definitely be starting a second group then to make sure we get to take on the Princes of the Apocalypse. Like always, guys, thank you for listening, and talk to you later. Hey, guys, hope you really enjoyed that last episode. If you did, go ahead and find us on Facebook under Creative Play-In Podcast Network or our website, creativeplayinpodcastnetwork.com. And make sure you check out all three of our podcasts, Creative Play-In Podcast Network, D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play-In Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.